It is Free For All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. Today on Friday, we're talking about racism. Am I racist? Be more precise, we're talking about the film Am I Racist? That's just come out last week from Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh from Daily Wire also had a smash hit, What is a Woman? I've covered that before here on the regular podcast channel. But today, Free For All Friday, I want to do a movie review. I went last weekend to see the film. Wanted to help it to maintain its box office numbers. Very amazing, actually. The film broke through the top five for box office opening. $4.5 million that it made that opening weekend. In comparison to a $3 million budget, that is a success. There's a lot of large studio films that are put out there nowadays that do not make back their that in their opening weekend certainly don't make back their production budget. And sometimes they barely make back the production budget. And if it makes back the production budget, it oftentimes a film can still be a failure because it didn't make up for marketing, it didn't actually generate a profit for the studio. But the movie, it did very well because it's not like typical conservative or Christian films in that it actually is entertaining. Now, it's not perfect. I'm going to get into that here in my review, but it was at least entertaining. There are so many things that Christians put out there, conservatives put out there, even the Daily Wire. The Daily Wire did that show, or sorry, that film Lady Ballers, right? And that was more of a dramatic, that wasn't a documentary. That was a film, a fictional film about a bunch of washed up athletes who become, it was basketball. I can barely remember because I didn't like the film that much. It was basketball, and they say that they identify as women and they crush the competition. It's supposed to be, you know, a commentary, obviously, on transgender ideology. But the movie, I personally felt like the movie was done very poorly. I didn't think it was very funny. It had its moments, but it felt more like a Daily Wire fan film, like the Daily Wire staff. Lady Ballers, and I will get to Am I Racist, but the comparison here is apt. Because Matt Walsh is in Lady Ballers. He actually, in Lady Ballers, he plays like this woke individual. And I think Walsh has a really fun time when he can play these woke people and pretend to be them, because that's what he does in Am I Racist. So in Lady Ballers, what it felt like when I watched that film, it was sort of like, I remember when I used to do youth ministry with my college friends. We were leaders in the high school youth group. We were the college leaders. And we put on these skits, and they were goofy and fun. And that's fine for a small youth group. It's like, hey, so-and-so dressed up as this person. That's so funny. It's not great, though, when you watch Lady Ballers, you just see, oh, it's this Daily Wire person and that Daily Wire person. Oh, look, there's that Daily Wire person. And, you know, they're being goofy. And, they were crass here. They're not typical Christian comedy. But it wasn't super funny. The story wasn't that provoking. Jeremy Boring was actually a pretty decent main actor. He's actually got some decent chops. But in comparison to that, I really enjoyed Am I Racist. Now, Am I Racist is not trying to be funny like Lady Ballers, but it is funny because the goal of the film essentially is to showcase the absurdities of DEI culture, diversity, equity, and inclusion. So one of the concerns I had was I went into it, and I think you might not like the film as much if you think it's just going to tackle the issue of racism itself or systemic racism in America. It sort of talks around it a bit. Rather, I think what the film focuses on, and I think Walsh and others have made clear, this film is not about racism, it's about anti-racism, specifically woke DEI propaganda that says racism is just essential to American society. It's in our bones. You know, it's in the fabric of America. It's in the DNA of white people. White people just are racist. And so instead of trying to provide solutions to, restore and promote racial harmony, DEI just essentially exists to promote racial disharmony, to vilify white people, to constantly make them feel bad, make them feel like there is no good choice that they can really make. And although I would say primarily what does DEI exist for? It exists to enrich the people who teach it. And DEI really took off after the killing of George Floyd, and then during the so-called Summer of Love, when half the country is getting burned down in protests, all these companies are saying, "Well, we're not racist. We hired this DEI person. We hired that DEI person." And so all these people could get out there with DEI, even without credentials, charge massive amounts of money, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars, to host DEI seminars. So they tell people basically, "Stop being so white. Whiteness is bad. Being white is the problem." And white people just have to like duck their heads and just get through this because their boss said they had to do that. So the goal of Am I Racist? So Walsh takes on this. And what makes it hilarious is that he goes to a DEI training website, a very basic one, signs up, gets certified, makes a laminated card. I am a certified DEI specialist. And then he goes and does things like goes on morning talk shows as a DEI specialist. And there's so many great scenes. Like, he'll tell some of the morning show anchors, all right, we're going to stretch out of our whiteness. We're going to stretch out of our whiteness here. And then at the end, he hosts actually a DEI seminar for people, and it gets more and more absurd. And people just go along with it. A few people walk out. I give them credit. People just walk out of it. So the film is at its strongest when it just allows the proponents of DEI to thoroughly embarrass themselves by saying shocking and ridiculous racist things and revealing that, yeah, they don't believe in any real way to solve racism. They just want to inflame the problem and say everybody's racist no matter what you do. And by the way, the thing that's really insidious about this is if everything you do is racist, so for example, if you try to speak up for Black people, well, then you're taking away their voice. Let them speak up. You're crowding them out. You're being a white savior. You have white savior complex. That's a trope. You're trying to belittle Black people. Okay, well, I won't say anything. Well, silence is violence. You're not going to say anything to help. It's heads I win, tails you lose. And so much of this garbage comes from DEI people. Here's a clip I want to play from you from the documentary where Walsh sits down. This is before he goes full-fledged pretending to be a DEI warrior, where he just is sympathetic and acts sympathetic and asks these questions, and that reveals how absurd the other side is. Or he's talking to a woman about what he calls the Moana problem. Like, can children like princesses, Disney princesses of color, for example?
My daughter's 4 years old. I am an anti-racist educator, quote unquote. She's still watching Disney movies, and she is choosing a white princess over princesses of color.
Have you talked to her about that?
All the time.
My three-year-old daughter is her favorite princess is Moana.
Love it.
It's a good sign.
Yeah.
But then I also thought, you know, there's a little bit of cultural appropriation here. She wants to be Moana for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we navigate that? Do I go and buy the Pacific Islander native attire for my white three-year-old?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
But I guess what we might call the Moana problem here is what, on one hand, there's cultural appropriation. On the other hand, there's gravitating towards white characters.
Right.
So it's almost like no matter which way you go, you end up back in racism.
We think every space belongs to us because we live in a white supremacist society.
So you see the problem that the idea, and this came up, by the way, with Black Panther, right? You have white kids that want to dress up as Black Panther, and it's like, no, that's racist. Like, give me a freaking break. When you say everything is racist, nothing is racist. When you say these things are racist, the way she acts, like, I wouldn't bleep and let my kid do that. She's acting like the kid said a racial slur, like getting so worked up about it. And what's bad is that if you say everything's racist, you know what people end up doing? They say, you know what? Fine, everything's racist. I'm racist. I don't like this race. What are you going to do about it? And I see a lot of people online getting like that, where they say, I don't care. So what? Because you hear it so much. It's the boy who cried wolf. It's the boy who cried racism. So I think the film does a very good job when it reveals that, when it shows people who they truly are. I also really enjoy moments in the film where Walsh just talks to regular, you know, blue collar, lower socioeconomic whites and blacks, and just hears common sense views from them on issues of race and race equality. I do think, though, he should point out there are legitimate racist people, and racism is not a good thing. And he alludes to that, but he doesn't really drive that home to say that the DEI solution doesn't solve that problem. In fact, it makes it worse. A lot of companies have done away with DEI because when they do surveys in HR, they see that racial animus, you still have the same number of complaints. You don't have, your hiring quotas weren't made, for example, or you do hire people, but they're actually incompetent for the job. So a lot of DEIs are getting their budgets cut or fired because it doesn't work. It's not meant to solve a problem. It's meant to perpetuate a problem to enrich the people who are behind this bogus program. And when he sits down with people, especially Robin DiAngelo, the author of White Fragility, it's great because, you know, he gives her hypothetical problems and she just shows there's nothing you can do. If a Black person is mad at you, you just have to accept that. You are the bad person. You can't just say, do you think you're being a little sensitive and you're overreacting to this? And what's crazy is it's racist because you're not allowed to treat people of color like people. You're not allowed to say, hey, you're a person of color, which means you're a person, which means it's possible, like all people, you are overreacting and being ridiculous about this. Perhaps you have a legitimate grievance. Let's look at the evidence. And if you don't, you need to calm down. If you don't have a legitimate grievance and you're overreacting, just like there can be white people who overreact and white people who have a legitimate grievance against people of color who are racist towards them. The idea is, well, you can't be racist because it's systemic, blah, 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 blah. Go to Council of Trent. I have a whole episode on should Catholics be anti-racist. The answer is Catholics should oppose the sin of racism, but they should not support modern anti-racist movements. They're rooted in Marxist propaganda. They're antithetical to the faith. They are bad. When it came to the film, I like the film. I give it 3.5 out of 5 stars. I don't know if I watch it again anytime soon. So it's not a great film. Great films, I'll go watch them again the next weekend. But it was funny because what's sad is there's been very few films that I've been willing to go to the box office that made me laugh. I've not gone to see a comedy film at the box office probably since the early 2010s. It's sad. After Trump, people are like, this isn't funny. We have to take culture seriously. And you can't make fun of anyone. It's awful. Like the movies that I enjoy that made me laugh, probably like early 2010s in theaters. And now, like, they just don't really make comedy films anymore. The other problem is Hollywood relies on overseas box office, especially China, for films to be profitable. And overseas box office, especially China, comedies don't do well because comedy is very culturally specific. Action movies do well. Doesn't matter what culture you live in, you like explosions. People just like that, okay? No matter what country you live in, people like beautiful people running away from or to explosions. You know? So that's the problem there. So it was nice to go to a film and just hear something that, you know, that makes me laugh, basically. I will say that, so the humor in the film really relies on, so in What is a Woman, the humor comes from Matt being himself and being really deadpan and just saying, tell me what a woman is. I'm trying to understand all this. So he's just coming off as like, oh, help me. And he's a very subdued Matt Walsh. In this film, he takes on a different character. He takes on an anti-racist personality that is not his own and portrays himself as a, you know, woke DEI person. And so he asks questions and does things. And what he does, the style of the humor is similar to Borat. This suit is black knot, in that you say something you know is awkward in character to create cringe, and the cringe is funny. I was covering my eyes at some point that it was just cringy. Some of it's funny. Some of the cringe, though, like he would do slapstick humor, like falling down, breaking dishes, that didn't really fit with what he's trying to do undercover to expose things. I thought that kind of got to be a bit much. I thought it kind of dragged a little bit here and there, not like huge punchy scenes, not like physical punches, but like really emotionally or viscerally make their point, like you saw in What is a Woman, for example. I would have liked him also maybe to cover some of the DEI talking points for systemic racism, like disparities between races, showing that that doesn't prove systemic racism, things like that. I would enjoy seeing that a little bit more, but I think it does a decent enough job for what it's trying to do. It's certainly getting the culture worked up because mainstream critics refuse to screen it. They refuse to review it. Although others like Jeremy Johns has gotten grief. He's a popular YouTube commenter, movie reviewer, and he reviewed it and he liked it. And people are mad at him that it's the idea that since 2016, since Trump 1.0, I think in our culture, people say, look, you're either red or blue. You're woke or not woke. You're a good guy or bad guy, and you're on your team. And we play this game. There's no breaks for movies or fun, or it's just a constant culture war. And the other side, it's not the Christians who are engaged in the culture war. It is the other side that push this culture war in the movies, in the art, in television, in Super Bowl songs, in award speeches, on awards shows, in the news, in the stories they pick. Every single thing has to push their cultural angle, and everybody has to be enlisted in that. And it's just so tiring. Like, can't I just go to a movie and get away from this kind of stuff? And you just really can't, because they'll say no, the mission requires it, for, as Critical Drinker would say, for modern audiences. That's a terrible Scottish accent, but I'm doing the best that I can here. So yeah, so that was my thought about Am I Racist? I would definitely still recommend seeing it. I think it's good. I think it's good to support. I don't believe in supporting things that are bad. Some Christian films just need to die, like, so the producers can learn to make better craft, because you don't help the faith by putting out bad art. This is good art. It's not perfect, but I liked it. It was a good film. I would be happy to refer people to go, like non-religious friends, just to go and watch it and have conversations on it. So I definitely enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed this review. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.